Station on Space Ground 2 for Fukuoka.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just checking. You guys already confirmed verifying step 1 and step 2, and I'm worried okay for me to pick up from step 3.
Yes, Kimmy, you are good to pick up in step 3.
Thank you very much.
Station on 2 for BME and eye exam.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to just at least think about getting the setup started just a little bit early. And the biggest question I have, and hopefully the biggest question all day, because this one's easy, is that in order to put the laptop in the right spot in the lab, and you guys might be able to see it on the camera, we have a payload network attached to storage, a NAS in the way, and we're hoping that maybe you, BME, can coordinate and have us temporarily, gently move the NAS out of the way so we can put the C7 in the right spot. Don't need an answer right away, but I thought I'd not surprise you with it in a couple minutes.
Okay, copy the question. We'll talk about it.
Mark Johnny on 2. Good morning, friend. How are you? Always good to hear your voice. And I'll throw this out there while you guys are talking about it. I have a activity late in the day to pack up the old NASs. And so I'm wondering, maybe I can do that early, and that would provide some real estate for the crew to do their vision test. Over.
Hey, Johnny, great to see you as well. And that's a great suggestion. We'll talk about that and get right back to you guys. Copy the thumbs up.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for biomonitor.
With you on 2, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning again. Hey, we have in a couple minutes scheduled a hardware setup, and just to let you know, the Columbus camcorder is already on, and so welcome aboard if you're not already. And then also, I'm happy to start early, but I'm also happy to start on time your call.
And Mike, we're happy if you want to start a little bit early.
Hey, thanks. Welcome aboard Columbus, and I'll start the procedure. Full station on 2, looks like we have 3 really good data units with all the correct green lights where we expect.
Mike, we see the same. Thank you for the confirmation. Looking good.
Great, and with that, we'll call this procedure complete, and looking forward to the actual experiment a little bit later on. Thanks for the help. And a real quick question for y'all while we still have you. Do you still need the camera view, or happy to keep it, or also happy to redeploy the Columbus camera?
And, Mike, you can take that down. We don't need it for the time being. Drop a thumbs up.
Station Houston on 2 for the earlier NAS question.
Mark, Johnny on 2. Mike's also listening.
Okay. The answer is, if you have time, Johnny, to go ahead and remove that, and as part of your activity this afternoon, you're welcome to do that now. If you don't think you'll have time, then you have a go to just move that out of the way for now to make room for the vision laptop.
For working that, I will execute the procedure now. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
And, Houston Station on 2 for eye exam.
Go ahead, Mike.
So except for the part of actually moving SSC7, because Johnny's a little bit busy at the moment, I'd like to start early and just set up the SSC client so BME can do their magic.
All right, you have a go.
Thank you. The Houston Station on 2 for BME, we have logged out of the SSC number 7. You now may begin laptop prep, and we realize we still have to relocate the laptop a little bit later.
Copy. We'll put it in work. Thank you.
Station 2, ISO question, still note, for my QNAB activity.
Go ahead.
Mark, I don't think ISO is on console, but hopefully this is an easy-ish offer. For row 3, the 3-foot GFCI cable going to node 1.4K1, that locker now has, I would say, maybe 2, 3, maybe even 4 3-foot GFCI cable, which is loosely in there. An offer for me is I could throw all that stuff in a large Ziploc bag and then label it, the 3-foot GFCI cables, and then I can give you a crew note of
the serial numbers of each bump. It's not a problem right now. They're all stuff under CTV, but it's just it's not too often I open the locker and there's just loose cables in there. So I know you guys can talk about it, and just let me know.
Okay, copy the question, checking.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for ISS ham video power down.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, we're running a little bit early. Very happy to do it on time at 09:35, but also happy to do the video power down at this time, too.
Hey, no problem from us. You could do it at your leisure.
I'll get leisure when we land, but until then, I'm happy. We're going to start to do the ISS ham video power down at this time. Thank you.
Huntsville, copy.
Station Houston for Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, I see you listening.
Hey, Johnny, you have a go to implement that idea, and also if you have room on the Ziploc bag to put all of those serial numbers there, that would be awesome.
I think you got it. I'll put the serial numbers on some gray tape on the Ziploc bag.
All right. Thank you, sir.
So, station, Johnny, on Space Ground 2 with a suggestion for the QNAP storage.
Johnny, we predicted you might make this call, so let me see if I won the bet or not. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Rob. So, my suggestion is the procedure, the way it's written, has me stow the NAS with the attached power cable on top of it. My suggestion is to actually unplug the power cable from the QNAP and then coil it and then stow them together. Doing so will prevent damage to a lot of torque going into that plug cable interface. How copy?
Hey, Johnny, that sounds great to us. That makes complete sense. You got to go for that.
Yeah. And then a question. I've got a thumb drive on the back of the old QNAP payload NAS, and I don't see it called out in the stow note. I'm wondering what I should do with it. You need the serial number and barcode if that helps.
Yeah, Johnny, we'll take that serial code and serial number and barcode and think about that for a minute.
Okay, it just says thumb drive. That's the name of the item. And then I'll give you the barcode since it's unique. 0023-2322 Juliet.
Okay, we copy. Let us think about that for a minute.
Correct. So, Johnny, on to one more question. Any chance?
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Rob, I just want to make sure I'm packaging up this NES with the 5 hard drives still inside, right? You don't want me to see anything called out to remove these hard drives. They're all coming back to Earth.
Hey, Johnny, that's correct. The hard drives stay with it.
Got it.
Houston Station on Space to Ground 2 for Vision Laptop.
Go ahead.
Does not look like BME may not have already logged on, so if it's all right with you, I can move the laptop to its suggested spot at this time. If not, I can wait.
Yeah, Mike, we're okay with that. You can go ahead and move it.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and Thumb Drive.
Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Yes, sir. We were tracking that thumb drive as being with the NAS, so you can pack it up to bring it home with the rest. You can either leave it plugged in, or you can unplug it and just pack it in with the bag, whichever makes more sense to you.
I mean, I will unplug it, otherwise it will likely get damaged with all the torques. So you got it. Thanks.
Help you out.
And Houston Station on 2 for Vision Laptop. SSC7 is been moved. It looks like from the back that the power and data are flowing. Let us know if you need any changes or tweaks.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
Houston Station 2, stowage question for QNAP.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. The found destination for the QNAP and associated power cables with thumb drives is the 4.0 CTP 5093. I think I can get it in there, but it risks overstuffing it. Is there another spot I can put it in? This thing is just quite big.
Okay, we'll go look for one.
Okay, thanks. And then if the answer is try harder, then that's perfectly fine. I think it can get in there if I rearrange some things, but it is pretty full.
Okay, copy that. We'll go check.
Station on 2 for Donnie and stowage location.
Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is the question that I thought you were calling me about the first time. We do have an alternate stowage location for the QNAS. If you can't get it in the one we called out, it can go in 4.0.
5126. Thank you. 5.2. 5126 is probably more stuff than the original one I had asked about. So I can try again or let you guys mull over another location.
Okay, Johnny, Stowe just handed me a backup to the backup on a post-it note over the console here. If you agree, we could make a new 4.0, label it SpaceX return number 3, report that serial number to us, and you can put it at that Node 2 Deck 2 location.
Okay, I can do that. And just to let you aware, both of the 4.0s, the SpaceX returns number 1 and 2, they can take more things, but we're at that, you know, like when you pack for a trip and you've got all of your big stuff in the back of the trunk and you only got little small wedges here where you fit small things? That's where we're at right now. So the smaller things can fit into both CTVs, but very big items, it's just not going to work.
I just moved 2 houses last year, Johnny, so I know exactly what you mean. That makes complete sense.
And just one other offer if you want. I can, it's some small things I can put from one CTV to the other, and that would leave enough room to put a large thing. But I suspect in the future we're going to have more things to return. So starting at 4.0 is inevitable.
Copy all. That makes sense. Yeah, I think just pressing with the starting the new one makes sense for now.
Port. So in Houston, Johnny on 2. I've got serial number 5097. It's a 4.0 CTV. And I will label it SpaceX return number 3 unless you want me to do something else.
Until copies, that sounds like the plan.
Station Houston for Spanky on 2.
That was for me. Howdy. Go ahead on 2.
It was for you. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know the laptop prep is done for the Vision laptop.
Houston Station on 2, I talked you into a handover. We see the laptop is ready. The letter is E. I think I passed my vision test. What else do you have for me, sir?
Yeah, I think your vision must be perfect then. That's what I saw, too. Sorry I set you up with that short little handover there. So we have not privatized audio yet for your guider, but we can support that when we get back with KU and do that whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. I remember that we'll be on Space to Ground 4 for the privatization and for the test, so I'll be ready to go and happy to start a little bit early. Thank you.
Okay, we are putting that in work. I'll let you know when the privatization is in place. Okay, Spanky, we're privatized. You can start whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Mark. I'll meet our guider on Space Ground 4. Appreciate it.
Station 2 for Columbus inspection.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Morning, Johnny. With you on 2.
Hi, Angie. And this is probably for Mark as well. I've completed the inspection. I've looked everywhere and really keeping an eye on connections and trying to look for that waxy substance I had encountered some weeks ago. For most part, I haven't really been able to find anything. I looked over all the racks, the standoffs, and I just couldn't find anything except for one spot nearish where I first encountered it. There is one connector that seems to have some of that same waxy substance on it. It's adhered to it. I haven't touched it. So I'll go ahead and get some good pictures of it. It looks pretty well adhered. I just want to make sure that you do want me to remove it to try and, like, pry it off and triple bag it. Over.
All right. We copy. That's a good report. And we confirm if you can please try and remove it with the same PPE that you had previously and to triple bag.
Okay. Copy all. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Mike and biomonitor wearable setup.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Johnny and Columbus cabin.
Thank you, go ahead.
Hey, mate, just a heads up that the vacuum cleaner that you'll need is in node 2, deck 4, inside a half CTB, and it's the same one from last time, so it's already triple bagged and ready.
Okay. I think for this, because of the small amount, I'm going to try and capture as much of it as I can, and then the rest can probably just be wiped off instead of vacuum. I copy.
All right, I copy. Just checking with the ground team. And Johnny, yep, that sounds good to us. And you can use wipes to clean that up and triple bag.
Go. Cool. I'm going to try and take detailed macro shots of it now.
Awesome. We appreciate it. And I'll leave you hands-free. that's my final call for now. But feel free to call down again.
Many thanks. Always appreciate your support, Andy.
Soul Station on 2 looking for help with biomonitor and which data unit to select.
Mike, you're looking for the one that ends in serial number 56. And just a word of caution, if Johnny's doing some cleanup there in the Columbus, but please steer clear while he's doing it.
Johnny and I have already reconfigured and sorted things out. The serial numbers are 62, 63, and 64, so your choice. I just got schooled a little bit. The serial numbers are on the back of the units, which are in their things, so I have to pick them up and find out, as opposed to the things that are on the front of the units, which are the cables themselves. So I got this with pick 56. Thanks for the help.
Wonderful copies.
Huntsville Station on 2 for biomonitors wearable setup. We are donned and we're just checking to see if Space to Ground 4 has been privatized.
Mike, that is perfect timing. The PD, Anna Maria, is enabled on private Space to Ground 4 when you're ready.
You guys are good. You guys are really good. Thank you. Going to 4 and thanks for all the help.
Phoenix Station 2, close out for the Columbus cabin inspection.
With you on 2.
Angie, I got the photos on SSC6 and triple bagged. What I could get, I was actually able to get majority of it just because I kind of flaked it off and aimed it in the direction of the bag. So it worked out pretty well. I think this is pretty cleaned, and for your stowage note, I put unknown substance in the lid of the CTB that's called out.
All right, we copy all. That's excellent. Thanks so much, Johnny, and a minute to hand over.
Hey, copy. I think that completes this. I'm not 100% sure that's the same-ish substance, but it's still, it did have that similar consistency that I remember. Over.
All right, that's good info. Come sum it up.
Consultation 2, I can catch you on the other side, but looking for a go for my next activity on ActiWatch.
Johnny, go for ActiWatch.
Go, thanks. Console Station 2 for ActiWatch.
1-2.
Bob, can you please confirm you've got good communication with all four ActiWatches?
Hey, Jenna, we need about 2 more minutes to give you that, so stand by.
Okay.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny. You have all good communication stats on all the watches?
Yeah, all right. Thank you. That completes this activity.
We concur. And hey, Johnny, I've got one follow-up question from the NAS stow that you did for us. Since we did things sort of out of order in there, we just wanted to confirm you copied the execution note steps, and we did tape over the drive bays to secure those.
No, thank you for catching that. While we always appreciate your support and backup, we do miss things like humans. So I will go ahead and make sure that's done. Thank you.
No worries at all. Thanks for confirming that.
So, Johnny, two, to close it out, the QNAP drive bays have been taped over now and back into its CTB.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
And Huntsville Station on Space to Ground 2.
Mike, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
I think our friends in Montreal were happy with the data we got. Just looking for your okay so we can reposition the lap cameras. We have a couple eye tests coming up, and we need to reposition.
Yeah, Mike, we're all done with the camera for cardio breath, so you can reposition as necessary.
Okay. If I didn't say cardio breath, I meant to say cardio breath. And, yes, so we're moving the cameras right now.
You copy.
Console station on 2 for cardio breath and biomonitor wearables.
We're with you, Mike.
I finished up step number 1. The data controller is batteries removed. In fact, they're removed on all 3 of them. And the data unit status number 1 is transfer, so we should be in good shape to get all that precious data back down.
Okay, Mike, we copy all. That sounds like a good config. Thank you.
And do let me know if you need anything more, because we definitely try to be a quality operation up here, just as you all down there and also in Montreal. Thank you.
No problem.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia.
Okay, on 2.
Hey, Kimia. Looks like you are ahead on your timeline. If you wanted to, we could support your vision test a little bit early as soon as we come KU AOS again after this dropout that's coming up. If not, no worries. Just do it on time, but we will be able to support it if you would like that.
I see that next KU gonna be starting from 12:16. Is that? Are you talking about?
Yes.
Just from now. Okay, from now. Okay, understand. That's gonna be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So station 2, looking for Joe on my active watch activity.
Hey, Johnny, you are go.
We go. Thank you.
So station on 2 for fluid particles.
With you on 2?
I'm in 3.10. Wondering if you need me to adjust the aperture or set anything specific on this 5mm lens, or if you guys are able to do that remotely, or if it doesn't matter.
And we will make these adjustments, or you will make these adjustments in the next procedure, so no action needed right now. And also for the remainder of these activities, we'll be working on space to ground 4.
Moving to 4.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and a couple of deltas to your afternoon.
To station 2. Hi, Matt. I hope you're doing well. I am ready to copy.
I am doing great. Thanks for asking. I should have led with these are probably some good news changes. So the first one is for your manual partial fill coming up at 1500. We actually have enough water on board to support a full fill, so we're going to change it to be a full fill. We expect the fill to take 37, that's 37 minutes. And rather than call up all the deltas and split it out into part 1 and part 2 verbally, there's a reference on Mike's timeline back on GMT 280 that I can call you to if that's easier, and you could just do that procedure as written if you're ready to copy.
Yes, I will do. I think that is easier if I go to Mike's timeline on GMT 280. And I have done the full fill several times now, so I'm pretty familiar with it. But I'll be sure to use his timeline to make sure I follow all the steps.
Yep, sounds like a plan. And specifically on GMT 280, his activity started for part 1 at 13:45. We expect the delta between part 1 and part 2 to be 37 minutes, like we mentioned. And then in that activity, there's a step 2.2. We can preemptively give you the go. And if you even want to start right now, you can start now or we can start at the scheduled time. So totally up to you. And a reminder about WHC being offline whenever you start.
Okay. I will go ahead and ask everyone if they need for last call, and then I will go ahead and get started and copy the go in 2.2.
Yep, we're here to support. And
Johnny and Matt, I hope you all find this fulfilling.
We really do, Mike. Thanks for chiming in. And hey, Johnny, before I let you go, just another thing we can take off your plate is at the end of the day, right before DPC, you have the air tank set up and init. Basically, the increment team was looking at the pressure profiles and decided to move it to Friday. That would just be a little bit better for them. So we're going to abort that activity today for you, give you some gray space back.
Copy. I can do some cargo ops instead. Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
Munich Station on space to ground 2 for Kubik.
And Munich is with you on 2, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, and welcome aboard the beautiful Columbus module. I'm getting ready to start, and I was wondering if we would be working on Space to Ground 2, Space to Ground 3, or what do you have in mind? And do you have any deltas for me before we begin?
And good afternoon, Mike. We are also very happy to work with you today. We are ready to support and no deltas for the activities at the moment, and we are planning to use Space to Ground 3 for today's activities.
Right, Space to Ground 3, and you're welcome aboard if you'd like. Just tell me which camera you'd like me pointing at the action.
And copy, Mike. We're going to be using VCA-1, but only later at your third yellow activity.
Okay. I'll point to VCA-1 there a little bit early, and I realize the bandwidth might be full, but in any case, feel free to join us at any time.
Copy all, and thank you.
Decision 2. With some words on the EVA Dragon camera setup.
Johnny, go ahead on too.
Matt, I think this would be easier to say over space around. So we have three videos being downlinked for this activity. One video is the point of view of the camera facing out the window to look at the Node 2 forward planar structure that's of interest to EVA. The second camera video is a cabin view of us talking through the procedure, or really talking through our thought process and what we think would be effective. And that's to replace the photos that you guys wanted to execute notes. And then the third video is an experimental idea. It's a Z9 with a fisheye lens in video mode. So those are the three videos, just some context.
And Johnny, we copy all. Thanks for the context. We're just talking a little bit more of those details on the ground here.
Just take your time and let us know if there's anything you'd like us to do additional or different.
Sounds like the plan. Appreciate it. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, and quick follow-up to the camera views.
Me too. Go ahead.
So, Johnny, it sounds like a good plan. We're going to have Photo TV review the views and see what's best for EVA Day, and thanks for the additional bonus view. But we just wanted to confirm for the execute note step 1, that you use the XF705 with and without the wide attachment? Is that true?
So we went through different combinations. So we did the XF705 with a wide attachment, without a wide attachment, Z9 with a fisheye lens, and we did not use a hood. And so the cabin perspective explains why we did not use the hood. But the short story is the hood have prevented access to get the angle that EVA would be interested in for game day.
Okay, Johnny, we were just talking that for a bit.
Matt, if you want to pass the photo TV.
Sorry, I'll let you go first. Go ahead.
No problem. You know, it doesn't take too long. It doesn't take too long to go back in there and redo anything that photo TV might want. So I would say after they go ahead and watch the three videos, if they have any questions, you're welcome to ask us or send us down to do some additional tasking. But I think the cabin field of view, where we kind of live stream and talk about it, will probably answer a lot of their questions.
Now, Johnny, it sounds like you guys went above and beyond the call of duty there, so we will definitely have Photo TV take a look. Hopefully there won't be any deltas, but if there is, we'll definitely let you guys know. Appreciate it.
Hey, copy. Yeah, and again, it's really not that much work to go back in there and do this. It's kind of a fun project for us.
Noted. We are all about fun.
And Matt, while I still have you, my 37-minute timer went off maybe 5 minutes ago. Am I go to begin the 1440 activity on Mike's timeline on GMT 280?
Johnny, the fill looks complete to us, so you are go.
Please. I am go. Thanks. Station 2 for WHC flush tank fill.
Head on 2.
The bag is about 85-90% full, and the counter is 90708.
You copy all. Appreciate it. Station Houston on 2. Just wanted to let you know that RSA 2 is in public 2, so ICOM is not available.
2.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and T2.
Johnny T, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny, we wanted to offer up an opportunity for you to get T2 back up and running. It's a relatively simple 15-minute activity for one crew member. Basically, just grabbing two more bungees and swapping them out. There's some idiosyncrasies and details, so we actually uplinked a Jedi message 1021 for you, just to reference, just so you had all the stow items and all the little notes there ready to go. But we're ready to support you in any way if you're ready to do that now.
Let me check in. And Johnny, too, I've read the Jedi message. No immediate questions. I think the one thing I was thinking about was the French clips attached to the old bungee, but I think I'll have that figured out once I take a look at it.
Okay, Johnny, copy all, and we will be here if you need us. Station Houston on 2, you may have heard those tones on Space to Ground 2. That is expected, as you might hear that going forward as Sergey is doing his panel checkout, just for SA and MR on 2.
Copy.
Сергей, как меня слышали? Я тебя хорошо слышу, ВСК-2.
Слышу громко, четко.
То же самое, громко, четко. Слышу, там проходили у тебя звуковая сигнализация. То есть все штатно пока идет, да?
Так точно, выполнил проверку пульта ПОВ ПХО и ДМ-2. Ничего нет. Третий шаг отработан.
Но не до конца, мы еще в канале СГ-2 говорим. Значит, поэтому что сейчас, Сергей? Входим с канала С2, вот идем на шаг И3. Контроль АП делал? Все нормально, да, на ПОВе МИМ-2? Да, идем дальше, завершаем шаг 3, обратно делаем переключение сигнализации на ПСЦСМ. И уже после этого встречаемся в СГ-1 и делаем контроль прохождения сигнала. Мандай вызов на связь уже. Выдавать по твоей готовности.
Принято.
Все, ожидаю тебя уже в СГ-1. Том.
Station Houston on 2, before the LOS, just letting you know that RSA-2 is back in a nominal config, and you should have ICOM. Also, we should not expect to hear any of those tones anymore coming out of the ATUs.
Station 2, following up on an ISO task.
Johnny, back with you on 2, go ahead.
Yes, I'm just following up on an offer I made during Orbit 1. So I had an activity earlier that got me to Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1 Locker. And I noticed there were a bunch of loose GFCI cables in that locker. They weren't in the bag or CPP. So I made an offer to round them all up in a little plastic bag. And this is me closing this out. The serial numbers I got are 1121, 1068, 1054, 1097, 1102, 1103. These six GFCI 3-foot cables are now in a bag, and then on the exterior of that bag, I've got a labeled as well as the serial numbers on them. Over.
Hey, Johnny, we copied all. Thanks for your help, and I just took off one item for evening DPC. Appreciate it.
Okay. Let us know if there's anything else off evening DPC I can help with. And then another offer is in that same locker, I noticed that there's four Z-Buck power cables that are loose, as well as three Z-Bucks. That might take a little bit more time to figure out what to do with those, but if you want me to kind of consolidate at least the cables in a bag, I'm not sure what to do with the Z-books, just let me know.
Okay, Johnny, copy all. We will check on those Z-books and the power cables, but since we have you, if you're open to looking at the airlock SSC, we see that one offline, so if you can check the connections and just give us a report, that'd be great.
ERB. Sim 2, airlock.
Airlock, go ahead on 2.
C15 appears to be nominal. When I arrived, the Ethernet RJ45 port in the back was blinking nominally. I logged in, and I'm able to pull up ops products. Are you not seeing it online?
And Johnny, yeah, we have not been seeing it online since Friday, but once KU locks up in a couple of minutes, we'll take a double check. But good news that you guys are at least seeing everything nominal on your end.
Wait, yeah, let me know if there's any more troubleshooting you'd like me to do. I just pulled up Pingmaster, and SSC15 is showing green bars for success.
And that is good news, Johnny. We'll let you know if we need any more help, but we'll take a look once we get KU. Appreciate it.
Roger.
And Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and T2.
Johnny 2, go.
Hey, Johnny, we forgot to specifically ask while we were talking the bungee stowage item, but we assume that the actual R&R for T2 itself went well?
Yeah, so everything went as planned. The only question I had was that French clip issue, which we talked about. So with your concurrence, T2 is open for business?
We concur. T2 is open for business. Thanks for the help, Johnny.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, Station All Space Ground 2, please check the camera view for the Max CV.
Copy and work.
Okay, and I have another question actually related to this activity. I just checked the protocol, but there are no like Max CV protocol in my prescriptions. So, am I like selecting wrong like a page, or do we have any other suggestions where to select this Max CVS protocol?
Okay, give me a copy. There's no protocol for Max CVS, so we'll take a look at that as well and get back to you.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and Max CVS.
Okay.
Hey, Kimia, so we like the view. That's the good news. And then the second thing is, and we assume you already did this, but did you try to exit out of your profile on the Surface Pro 5?
Actually, I did, but almost always I don't have that like protocol. Tina-san actually showed me on her protocol having like Max CVS. So yeah, my suggestion is maybe just using other people's protocol. I mean, Max CVS protocol, and downlink that data by my data from other people. How does that sound?
All right, Kimia, yeah, we're talking that suggestion right now, but we just want to confirm, did you log out of the profile and restart the software itself? Because usually that might help sync it up.
Oh, okay, I understand. So I'm going to try it out. Yeah, I think I did, but I'm going to try it out.
Okay, yeah, sounds like a plan, and if we need to troubleshoot more, we can.
So Station on Space Ground 2 for Max CVS.
Station 2.
I did it again, and no joy as well.
Okay, Kimmy, a copy, no joy. Unfortunately, we'll have you stand by just for a little bit. We're going to recycle an uplink via Occam's and see if that helps fix it. So we'll give you a call back.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to log out and waiting for your call. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan. Station Houston on 2 for Kimmy.
Hey, on 2.
Hey, Kimmy, we re-uplinked the activity. So if you can close out and reopen to see if it's synced up, that'd be great.
Okay, understand. I'm going to do that. Please stand by.
Full station on 2 for timeline.
Be on 2.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I know you all are busy, but near the end of the day, near right before DPC, is a biomonitor hardware deconfigure and stow. I was wondering if I could maybe start that early, assuming that all the data that we got earlier today were downloaded.
Copy that, and we're checking.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline, super fast.
We're with you, Mike. Go ahead.
My good friend and crewmate Johnny is going to do that EVA task of switching the EMUs in the airlock, just buying, trying to make a lot of runway so we can continue working with Cubic this afternoon. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
Hey, we like teamwork. Appreciate it.
It definitely makes the dream work, my friend. Thank you.
Concur.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for Max CVS.
Go ahead.
Yes, good news. Now I have Max CVS protocol, so I'm going to start this activity. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Okay, give me a copy. Good news. If you can call us when you're done, that would be great. And your yellow cubic activity to help out with Mike, we can actually move that to another crew member, so don't worry about that if you're running a little bit long.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sure that I can make it, but yeah, in case I have a delay here, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan.
And Huntsville Station on 2, I didn't know if you called me back yet or not. There was a lot of, I might have stepped on you. I apologize.
Hey, no worries. We've got a lot of traffic today, but you are go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And yeah, it's a good day on Space Station when we're so busy. So appreciate the help.
It is a great day. You're welcome.
Huntsville Station 2, Aerosol Monitors.
Johnny Huntsville's with you on 2.
Huntsville Station 2. John, sorry I stepped on you. I hope you're having a good day. I wanted to let you know that Opera and Magic in the aerosol monitor activity both need cleanings at the air inlets. With your permission, I'll give that a go with Kaplan Tape.
Your go.
You go. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2. We are getting ready to do our commanding for Yedevay, Phil, so we just wanted to give you a last call for PWD XPWD.
Houston Station 2, crew is good with water. You can secure it. Thank you.
Copy all. Put that in work.
Houston Station 2 for a Stokar question.
Yeah, go ahead on 2.
Hey, I am in step 155.05 and 0.06. Looking for some possible strategy here. We wound up using whole JSBs rather than the standoff bags earlier in step 155. There's still some room along either edge of the JSBs that would fit under the straps that are securing the JSBs in place. Wondering if I could sneak the standoff bag into that space and use it to contain some small items from the 600 series, things like socks or straps or small foam. That way they're contained in the really nice long big string bean of the standoff bag while also being able to throw away whole JSBs.
Okay, Zena, we copy all. We're going to take a look at that and get back to you.
Great, no rush.
So Station 2, Step 4.11 for aerosol monitor activity, letting you know all four cards are in the readers.
Copy. All four cards are in readers.
Houston Station, I'm supposed to go on 2.
Oleg, go ahead on 2.
Good day. I am ready for water transfer. Transferring for procedure 2.735 field Yedevay with detonated water from PWD. And I have prepared the wave serial number 1485-1485, and the wave is empty. And I have completed step 2 and 3.1.
Okay, Oleg, we copy all. That is a good report. And we can say that it's going to take about 26 minutes in step 3.2, and we can give you the go in step 3.3.
Okay. Estimated upload time is 26 minutes.
That is a good readback.
Then Johnny on 2 for a inverter question on aerosol monitors.
And Johnny, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Matt, I know this is a Huntsville procedure, but I think this is a Houston question. If you look at step 5.12, I've got to insert the GFCI into inverter 1042, which is on the port side of node 2. This power cable, once set up, is barely long enough to make the inverter on the starboard side. So it would need to be probably an extra 5 to 6 feet to make the port side. My suggestion is instead of aiming for 1042, let's do inverter 1038. It's on the starboard side of node 2, and switch 4 is empty. And so it would be a perfect fit, and it also wouldn't be in the way like it would be if it was crossing over node 2 into the port side. Over.
Okay, Johnny, yeah, we copy all and understand your suggestion. Just give us a couple minutes to check on that for you.
Absolutely. And while you're talking that over, I just want to let you know that switch 2 for inverter 1038 leading to the AWS snow cone is off. I don't know if that is the nominal thing. I just don't remember that being off. So I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, Johnny, that's a good observation. You're being told that switch 2 being off OFF is nominal and expected. We'll get back to you on the other item.
Johnny, take your time.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Kimia and Cubic 6, the install.
Station 2.
And good afternoon, Kimia. I just wanted to give you a heads up that we are not ready to start with the cubic six activity for you, so you can go ahead and perform your exercise, and we might come back to you with the information prior to DPC on when to start. Copy.
Okay, understand. I'm going to start aerobic exercise first, then go back to you whenever you guys are ready before DPC. Thank you.
And that's a good readback. Thank you, Kimia.
You're welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, an answer to your question.
Johnny 2, ready, copy.
Hey, Johnny, we sharpened our pencils a bit, and we agree that is a good suggestion. So your go to use the 1038 inverter switch 4 and no 2.
1038 switch 4. Question, there already is an existing GFCI 3 foot there. So would you like me to use the one that's already existing, or would you like me to use the GFCI I brought over from node 3?
Checking.
Give me a few minutes. I can read you off the serial numbers. I'm in the airlock now, but I'll head over to node 2 shortly.
And Johnny, sorry, we're just talking that a little bit more, but you are go to use the one that's already there, so long as you just give us that serial number for our tracking purposes.
Okay. And then I guess I can put I can put the old one into the bag I made up this morning in Kilo 1 locker of node 1.
That is a good plan.
Sounds good. Matt, while I got you, did you ever figure out if SSC 15 is good from your end?
And Johnny, thanks for asking. That was something we had to clean up on the ground on our end, and it looks good now, so appreciate the help.
No problem. Houston, Johnny 2, the inverter 3-foot GFCI that was already existing at the inverter 1038 in node 2 starboard is serial number 1082, and the one that came from node 3 that was already attached to the aerosol stuff, that is serial number 1107, and that's going back into the Kilo 1 locker of node 1.
Copy, 1082 staying, 1107 going back.
Told Johnny 2, question on aerosol monitor.
With you on 2?
I'm on step 5.21. I've got everything powered on. I see good nominal signatures on magic and the air fan things A and B. However, Opera is showing a grayed out screen on the LCD. And it's been a few minutes, hasn't changed. I'm wondering what my next action should be.
Copy, a grayed out screen on Opera. We are checking. Station Huntsville on space to ground 2-4. Johnny and aerosol monitors.
Johnny 2, send it.
Hey, you can try powering off Opera at the BioServe power server. Just flip the switch off and then flip it back on again.
Switch on the BioServe power supply, J1, 2, or 3.
We are checking. Station Huntsville on space ground 2-4, Johnny and aerosol monitors.
Johnny 2, go ahead.
You should be able to trace the power cable from Opera to the switch on the biomonitor, or BioServe, power supply.
That is in work. Houston Station on 2.
Olay, go ahead on 2.
Rotor transferring has completed, and I'm ready to perform step 6.1.
You are go to perform step 6.1.
Okay.
Station 2, aerosol monitors.
With you on 2.
Fuel restart did the trick, so I have to report both Magic and Opera are showing nominal signatures. Magic has the two memory cards in the lower left corner and is showing the zero CCs at the moment. And then for Opera, it's showing 5 check marks with an SD card, and the GMT date is correct. Time is 8 minutes off, though.
Well, that is excellent news, and we copy all, and there's no forward action.
Some station on 2. I have completed step 6.7.1. Transfer hose disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Oleg, thank you. That is a good config. Thanks for all the help today.
Thank you for water and help.
Station Houston on 2. No response required. PWD is go for use. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and follow up to your ZBook. Node 1 stowage question.
And Johnny 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. For that Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1 question, first, we are good with you consolidating the four ZBook power cables into a Ziploc, and you could label those ZBook power cables and keep them in that location. And then a follow-up for the three ZBooks. Can you verify that indeed you saw the three ZBooks free-floating in that locker? Because we're only tracking two. Either way, we'll take all the serial numbers of those ZBooks and just report back if you saw the two versus three.
Yeah, in work. To station two, ZBook serial numbers.
We are ready to copy.
Three ZBooks. First one, 1-1, Victor Charlie 1. Second one is 2-0, Victor Quebec Hotel. Third one is 2-0, Victor Sierra Foxtrot.
Okay, copy. Good. Thanks for confirming it is three ZBooks. And yeah, you are go to leave those in the locker. We'll update our ground tracking products. And then if you haven't done so already, you are go to consolidate those four power cables into a Ziploc.
That says four power cables in a Ziploc. Do you need those serial numbers? I can go grab them real quick if you need them.
You know what, Johnny, since you're offering, we will take them. Appreciate it. Also impressed by your juggling skills.
All right, I got the next set of ZBook power cables, serial number 1191. Next one, 1190. Next one, 1192. Next one, 1193. And they're all new because I can tell they kept on tape and they're still on.
Copy. Thank you, Johnny, and that is what we expected. Appreciate it.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and Cubic 6.
Space on 2.
And Kimia, thank you for your availability today, and we are go to start with Cubic 6, the installation.
Okay, I have a go. Thank you.
Still station on 2 for fluid particles.
With you on 2.
Hey, finally got the magnet unstuck from...
Zena, back with you on 2. Walked into a handover.
Yeah, did finally get the magnet unstuck from container number 3 and wondering what your suggested next steps are.
Standby 1. Zena, you can Kapton the tape, or Capcom tape like you had suggested earlier, and put the container on top of it.
You woke up. Okay, Huntsville. Container number 1 is back on.
Copy. The container is back on.
Anything else you'd like me to do before we button up for GPC?
We are checking to standby 1. Zena, we'll call you right after GPC with the final plan.
Okay, copy. Still station on 2.
With you on 2.
I'm wondering if you've got any requests for closing out MSG this evening. Would you like anything powered on, powered off, etc.?
We just need you to power off the battery pack on the bulk container and then just button everything up.
That I can do.
Thank you for all your work today.
Not a problem. And assuming it's okay to leave the HD monitor plugged in and the two containers temp stood near MSG?
And that's a good config.
Perfect. Thanks so much.